Yosef, and the Imao, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Vilea, the story of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, which of course they just experienced. And that was the book of the covenant to which they said, Naaseh v'nishma. This is Rashi's Shita. Rashi's Shita is, you take all of the details at the end of Mishpatim, and you move them pre-Matan Torah. Ramban actually doesn't like to use the rule Ein Muktim Amuchir B'Torah. Ramban, even though Chazal has such a rule, Ramban tries very hard to make everything chronological. Sometimes it's impossible, but whenever it's possible in the verses, he does so. So according to the Ramban, the way it worked is the following. We just follow an order. Mission statements, separation of husband-wife, separation from mountain, Ten Commandments, all the Mishpatim, the civil laws. And afterwards, Moshe builds a Mizbeach, sprinkles them with blood, reads the Sefer Abris, and they say Naaseh v'nishma, and then Moshe goes up into the mountain for 40 days. Okay, the Ramban learns it in order, which means according to the Ramban, when did the Jews say Naaseh v'nishma? They said it after the Aseres of Israel. Now, they didn't hear the whole Torah. They didn't hear the whole Torah. But they did hear the Aseres of Israel already, and even the Mishpatim. Now, according to Ramban, what is the Sefer HaBris that Moshe read to them? So the Ramban says, since this was after the Aseres HaDibros, the Sefer HaBris was reading them the Aseres HaDibros and the Mishpatim. Rashi can't learn that way, because Rashi said the Sefer HaBris was before all of that. We see how it all fits in. Okay. Be it as it may, what is so great about Naaseh v'nishma, that when the Jews said Naaseh v'nishma, there is a medrash that says that angels came and put two crowns on every Jew, two crowns of glory, one for Naaseh and one for Nishma. And these were crowns of divine glory, not physical crowns. And they remained on the Jewish people until the Chet HaEgel, when those crowns were ripped away. What is so great about Naaseh v'nishma? So the simple meaning, again, I'm sure you see this yourself, is that Naaseh v'nishma is unconditional commitment. Because Naaseh v'nishma, see, if I would have said Nishma v'naaseh, that would have meant, let's hear what it is, and then we'll do it. That's what the nation said. When Hashem offered the Torah to all the nations of the world, the first thing they said was, tell us what is written in the Torah. See, it's not only that the nations said we don't want to do it after they found out. It's even asking the question in the first place. You understand this? In other words, we normally think, oh, the nations did a bad thing because they refused to accept the Torah when they heard you're not supposed to steal, you're not supposed to kill. But we're going more than that. It isn't just that they refused to accept the Torah once they knew what was in it. Rather, it is the very fact that they asked the question shows they do not have unconditional commitment. When you say Naaseh v'nishma, what you're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, even before we know what you want us to do, we are ready to do it. That's a tremendous madrega. That is the madrega of blank check. That is the madrega of total bitachon. Did you ever play this game? I'm scared to do it. I don't know if you do it with your brothers or sisters or everybody. I don't know if kids do it today at all. Where, you know, you try to fall back, and if you trust somebody, is there a name to it? Yeah. I don't trust anybody, so I never did. I'm too suspicious. But the concept is, you know, it really is a test. Are you willing to put your life in somebody's hands? Where God forbid a person could
crack their head, or whatever it is. Well, Nasa Vinishma is basically saying to Akamishma, my trust in you is absolute. Whatever you tell me to do, I accept. I don't know what you're going to do. Right? That's the godless of Nasa Vinishma. And that's why the order is very important. If they would have said, Nishma Naset, that's a totally different sentence. It's not just a difference in order. Nishma Naset means, let's hear, and then we'll decide. Nasa Nishma means, even before we know, total commitment, total mitoch. That was the godless of Am Yisrael. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is how a malach talks. Because a malach knows ahead of time that whatever Hashem says it's going to do, because a malach doesn't have bechira.
So that didn't last for more than a week.
Well, you're correct. We lost that much greater. That's correct. That's why we lost the crowns, etc. And that just shows you that no matter how high the machinim you achieve, you can lose it. That's very, very true. But at least at the moment of Matan Torah, we reached the Madregas of Malachi Asharis. Chazal actually say we were like Adam and Chava before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. We would have lived forever. We wouldn't have died. That's an amazing thing, the Madrega we reach because of Nasa Benishma. But with all of this great Nasa Benishma, there is still one question that I still need to address, and that is the first time they accept the Torah in Yisrael, it says, Vayanu kolam yachtav, everybody answered together, kol asher dibur Hashem naaseh. So how come one pasuk says, naaseh will do, and it's only another pasuk that says, naaseh v'nishma? Right? Well, why the discrepancy in the two verses? In Yisrael, naaseh. In Mishpatim, naaseh v'nishma. So here is a thought, a beautiful thought from the Meshech Chachma that explains this. And he says the following. All of us know that, of course, we have 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. And that's based on the gematria, Torah, Siva, Lanu, Moshe. Moshe gave us Torah. What's the gematria of Torah? 611. Moshe gave us 611 commandments because two of them we heard directly from Hashem. And those are the first two commandments of the Aseres HaDibros, Anoichi and Lo Yiyeh Lecha. And then we were afraid, and then we begged Moshe to be the intermediary. So Moshe communicated 611. Two, we heard directly from Hashem. Yeah?